In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Symposia marks the halfway point of our academic year in preparing pastors for the holy ministry and women for deaconess service. 14.5 weeks of classes until graduation, but who's counting? I really do love my vocation, especially teaching and writing, although I do complain about having too much to do. Yet how many people are able to say, as I am, that my identity and my vocation are inseparable? Who am I? I'm a pastor. What do? I'm a pastor. Young Timothy's identity was being forged in the heat of his pastoral work among congregations in and around Ephesus. The apocalyptic words of Jesus from Matthew 24 clarify the mind of young pastors and confessors like Timothy. But why should this young pastor heed Jesus' 3 admonitions? To watch, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. To know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not let his house be broken into. And to be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Timothy, like Paul, was a faithful and wise servant of Jesus Christ. He had been given charge over the household of God at Ephesus to prepare them for the coming of the Lord by nourishing them with the means given to him, serving as mediator of the Lord's presence, as preacher of the word, and steward of the mysteries. Timothy was a proper recipient of Jesus' beatitude. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. Timothy formed his confession of Jesus Christ as Savior from the words of Jesus himself that conformed to the servant language of Isaiah's suffering song. The Son of Man, who will come again, is the one who first came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. But this suffering servant would be exalted, for after being mocked and scourged and crucified, God raised him on the 3rd day. For Timothy to confess this gospel took courage. So Paul exhorts him, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. Timothy needs to remember what Jesus reminded his disciples of in Matthew 24. That the church now waits for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Timothy understood that his church awaited the coming of the Son of Man in a hostile pagan environment, and in a church that was endangered by the rise of false teachers, foolish controversies, and arguments about the law as an alternative to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the midst of this oppressive environment, Timothy prepared his church for Christ's coming by proclaiming that the one present in the midst of the congregation is the same one who is coming again. This was his primary responsibility as a pastor. For Jesus Christ was not inaccessible, somewhere far off in heaven. Timothy now stood in the midst of his congregation in the place of Christ, entrusted with the holy gospel of the crucified and risen one. Timothy prepared his saints for the coming, perhaps the sudden coming of the Lord, by proclaiming to them a world restored through the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the grave. This new world was present for them at every Eucharistic feast of body and blood. just as it is for us now. This same gospel is ours to proclaim wherever God calls us to go. And like Timothy, you and I are blessed as wise and faithful servants who make ready for the coming of the Lord a people prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.